Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Scala. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio bunts in front of the plate. Wheeler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci strikes out. Wheeler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pesci out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. DiMaggio chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Tebbets fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Tebbets. DiMaggio throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Scala trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Scala moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesci fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Michaels moves to third. Wheeler moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Michaels scores. Wheeler moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Houston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive towards first. Goldsberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houston moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Appling reaches second base with a double. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zernial moves to third. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zernial scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wheeler hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr scores. O'Brien scores. Hitchcock moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewson bunts towards first. Goldsberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Hitchcock moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Scala, who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Hitchcock scores. Tebbets scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Scala hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goldsberry moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goldsberry scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wheeler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Scala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Brien who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheeler hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wheeler reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wheeler moves to third. One out. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Scala strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Tex Houston. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pesky takes first base on ball 4. DiMaggio moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Pesky moves to third. It's 7-6, White Sox. Howie Judson now pitching. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. the White Sox will come to bat. Jack Robinson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Zernial reaches third base with a triple. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Robinson. Zernial scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley is 0-for-3 in the game. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Filley for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field. Filley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer pinch hits for Jack Robinson. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Windy McCall now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wheeler hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to third. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Scala takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baker scores. Scala moves to third. It's 9-6, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Pesky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 4 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Zernial moves to second. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Zernial scores. Philly goes all the way around to score. It's 11-8, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 12-8, White Sox. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson is 0 for 1 in the game. Judson strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Scala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scala is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Scala hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. O'Brien moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wheeler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Fritz Dorisch. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.